Good morning, Digby Jones. Good morning, Duncan Bannatyne. Good morning, Richard Branson. Good morning, Theo Paphitis. And most importantly of all, good morning to my friend Jane. It's Monday, the 10th of January, 2011, and today's Proactive Paul podcast is a spontaneous one and a different one. It's been inspired by a small conundrum which my friend Alistair has been working on at the moment. And Alistair's issue is a question which we all face from time to time. Namely, what is the optimum level of preparation and what's the best way to achieve that? You're not going to like the answer, but I'm sure that you are going to listen right to the end of the podcast. Now, I was asking my friend Digby Jones, who at that time was chairman of the CBI, the very same question, and he recommended that I read a book called Sumo by Paul McGee, because Sumo sets out how we should shut up, move on, and handle all the issues that we face. I've taken the core ideas from the book Sumo. They've been kicked around a little bit, changed and adapted to suit my business, Proactive, and they are now encapsulated in our operations manual. Whenever we face a challenge, we conscientiously sit down with a 7-step process and work out what the issue is and what we should do about it. It goes a little bit like this. Firstly, what is the issue and give it a score out of 10 right now. Secondly, think about this issue in 6 months' time. Where is it going to be on a scale of 1 to 10, 6 months down the road? Thirdly, is my response going to be effective and appropriate? And uniquely, this is where I've changed Paul McGee's idea, because step 3 goes on to ask the question, what would Richard Branson do about this? What would Theo Paphitis do about this? And most importantly, what would my friend Jane do about this? Jane is a teacher, and she runs a small business helping students with their studies. She's incredibly successful. Her students learn a great deal. She charges premium prices for a premium service, and she's one of the small businesses that I admire. And the reason that I use Jane as a role model is that she's running a small business in a similar way to mine. And I think it's much more realistic to seek to achieve the same as somebody in your own circle of influence than it is to seek to achieve the same degree of success as some of the people in the media. And Jane is not famous. Well, not yet anyway. So have a look around you. Who do you know who faces these sorts of issues and who does it just a bit better than you and who you can use as a role model? The final 4 steps in the problem-solving process are all about influencing the situation and learning from it. And if you want to see it in full detail, don't read my blog. That means go and visit don'treadmyblog.com and you can see the full 7-step process. In effect, it's a process which tells me how to make a process to solve any challenge that I face. And once the process is made and then refined by repeating this again and again, my operations manual tells me how to handle any issue that I might face. It tells me how to organize my chaos. We all have organized chaos, don't we? I just hope that my chaos is a little bit better organized than most. So here's wishing you a slightly less chaotic week than normal, and I'll see you again, same time, same place, next week.